Blog Talk Radio.
Messages from my girlfriend, but tonight or good morning, it is Friday morning, June 23rd, 2017, and welcome as we are back in the saddle, hopefully on a more continuous basis. And this is Living Loud Nation. I am your host, Rob Smirnoff Buzzle. Tonight I want to talk about some past co-hosts that I've had and why they decided to be quote unquote pussies, because we're not PC on here. We're not on here to try to play the politically correct card, because that's never been me and it's not going to be me. I understand that in business you have to be tactful. Tactful is just another way of saying, oh, well, you have to kiss someone's ass and basically do that to get ahead in life, and I don't believe in that. You know, some people are born into wealth, some people are not. Most people are not. Some people have friends that can get them jobs that would require, you know, not much brown nosing, and then there are some people that have to brown nose in order to get the job that they desire. So for the next 27 minutes or 27 and a half minutes, I just want to touch bases on that, as well as anime, well, one specific anime, and that being Dragon Ball Super. Dragon Ball Super episode 95 is now officially in the history books as Real Unlin Gaming, I think that's his name. I call him Alex Burek. He always uses that line. It's now officially in the history books. And, you know, Frieza, even though he's dead, being resurrected for 24 hours. The power that this guy is forming is unfathomable. I mean, you can go check out Unreal Ant Gaming. I think it's UNREALENTGAMING, and you can check him out on YouTube. Another good one is Geekdom 101. That's Geek, D-O-N, as in Mary, 101. There's so many others that I'm subscribed to, but I don't want to spend way too much time talking about Dragon Ball Super, because those guys do pretty much a better job than I can. And they usually have their shit together. This is a podcast, and it's open to many different topics. So let me get right into what I want to talk about. I'll do this motherfucking podcast by my fucking self until we need to get another co-host so we can bounce ideas off of each other. The last co-host, real name Travis Staley, he went by the name of Travis Steele, it was just the name that I gave him, is a fucking bitch. Okay, this guy is using the fucking, let me just tell you about this cocksucker. Now, it's one thing to get disability benefits because, you know, your weight or your health or mentally and physically you can't work, or you're having a hard time finding work. I've been upfront and open about my health and my disability status. I am a disability recipient. I don't make money off this show. I do this for entertainment and to get the word out and to try to push a brand into hopefully one day being a successful endeavor. I never gave up on Living Loud Nation. We've had many that have come. They spent their time that they were supposed to spend, and I believe that they contribute whatever they were supposed to contribute, and they move forward. Some of those guys like Eric Brown and Jim Davis, I don't have nothing bad to say about them, but as far as like people like C.J. Glickman and that other motherfucker Travis, let me tell you about these motherfuckers. You know, Travis turned me on to this thing about, well, if you can't work, you know, you get disabled, it takes like a couple years where you can get your student loans forgiven. I said, okay. So I'm thinking about filling that out and whatever, and I would have to have my doctor fill it out or whatever. So that may be something to think about. But, hell, I want to work. But if I can get some of the loans that I've got now forgiven, that would be great. I just don't know what it would do in my situation. He's trying to sit up here and tell me that, oh, I can't work because my psychological, I'm psychosis, and I got ADHD. I said, dude, I got ADHD. What's your problem? Are you on medication? Yes. Well, then there ain't a damn thing wrong with you. Well, I got depression. I said, I have major depression, and I'm on several medications. So what's your problem? You know, he's always coming up with fucking excuses. And then when I told him that, you know, I tell everybody that is interested in being a co-host, you know, I said, look, this is my vision for the fucking podcast. This is where I want to take the podcast. I want to get off of the Blog Talk Radio format and go into a more professional. And I'm talking to some of the big dogs, like I'm good friends with Anthony Missionary Thomas over at Wrestling Soup. And it's just a matter of setting up a date and time that works best for him and me because he's a very busy guy. But I'm sure we can find some time and you know, I'll say, hey, this is my setup. What do I need to get? Give me my budget. And then, you know, we'll chop it up and figure it out from there. And that way we can kind of take the podcast into the area or the direction that I want to take it in. And in order to do that, you know, that means sacrificing. That means, you know, spending a little bread, spending a little cheddar, if you will. And if you don't have the drive and if you don't have the need and the want to do something, then your podcast is going to suffer. Your audience is going to suffer. Your reputation with or without the podcast is definitely going to be detrimental. And at that point, it's just kind of like, well, you're spinning your wheels. You might as well give up. Well, I'm not giving up this. This is a dream. I see other motherfuckers doing it on YouTube. I want to get back to making YouTube videos, but more in the positive light. I got to find my niche. Obviously, I could talk about Dragon Ball all day, but, you know, them white boys in there with some black dude that I follow, he calls himself Quad Man. I mean, they got it sold up. They've got the equipment, and I ain't saying nothing bad about Masco X. He puts out good content as far as his opinion is concerned. But God damn, is he one ugly motherfucker. That's got to be the ugliest son of a bitch I ain't seen in a long time. So going back to Travis, man. Travis is using his health and excuses and basically raping the fucking government because he don't want to do shit. He ain't about shit. He can go to all these rock shows. It doesn't matter if it's a local show with a local band that he's friends with or if it's a national act, whether it's at a local bar, a bigger bar, or an actual, you know, arena. He can go to these things and enjoy himself and engage himself enough to be able to not have psychosis. But he can't do that 8 hours, 9 hours a day and actually get paid for his work. I mean, he's sorry. He's a sorry motherfucker, man. And we got into it, and I just fucking called him out on the shit. And he's like, leave me alone, acting like a little bitch. I'm like, you're a grown 31-year-old fucking man. And now that I'm 36, I'm like, I'm not going to deal with that shit. Talking about calling the laws and shit. Dude, fuck you, man. If I see you again, I'm going to slap the fucking shit out of you for being a little bitch. You can take that as a threat or you can take it as a promise. But I promise you, if I see you again, if I see your fucking big-headed, ugly ass, and you got to be, but shit. You made Masco X look like fucking Malcolm X. All right, that's not a good analogy. You make Masco X look like motherfucking... Who's a good looking brother? Jamie Foxx, you know what I'm saying? That's how badly ugly you are, dog, with that big forehead head and shit. God, you're ugly, motherfucker. You didn't bring shit to the table. All you did, you wanted to come on here and talk about MGTOW this and MGTOW that. And man, it's like, I didn't want to hear that shit every fucking day. You know, Jamarcus Russell, good friend of mine, an internet acquaintance. You know, that's all the fucking shit that I need to know about or hear about as far as MGTOW is concerned. I don't need to see or hear about anything else MGTOW related, period, in the story. When I get my fix with some of the guys I listen to or watch on YouTube and following, of course, Jamarcus. And I ain't going to give out Jamarcus's information, but just a shout out to him if he decides to listen to this broadcast. Because this particular transmission is to go out to everybody. To let you guys know that we're still here. We're going through some changes. And we just ask that you be patient with us. But we're far from being dead. We're far from being over. And especially in the last month and a half, a lot of stuff happened in my personal life and in my professional life to where I just haven't had the strength. Oh, I've had the drive to want to do it now. Don't get it twisted now. But I just didn't have the strength to sit down and actually do a podcast. And knowing that I was going to have to do a podcast by myself, it was just like, okay, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to get to reel them in, you know, because at this point it's not necessarily about doing this live and getting the listenership up in terms of live feed. It's all about downloads and promoting and getting the name out there, piggybacking off of this keyword, you know, doing some SEO stuff. So I just wanted to tell you guys about some of the things that I want to do with this podcast. But I just haven't been able to find the right group of people where we can gel together and they're willing to put in the investment. I'm not asking for $1 million. I'm asking for a couple hundred per person up front. We sign contracts, we make it legitimate, and then we go there. We do this as a business. Or do I just like fucking get comfortable and get used to doing whatever the fuck it is that I want to do and talk like I want to talk, just like when I was doing YouTube videos and just take a page out of Solid Monster Sounds Off, Jason Solomon's book. Take a page out of there. Shit, I'll take the whole book. I'm going to probably sit down and talk with him and see what works and doesn't work for him and how he stays on track on some of the stuff he says. I don't want to be another solo monster. That's not what I want to do. But if it comes down to it, I'm going to ask you guys, what direction would you like to see Living Loud Nation take? Should it be more of a Rob Spinoff Uzzle solo show? Or would it be better to have a podcast where we have one or two co-hosts and we actually do this right. And, you know, we could have a couple of segments per week, per couple of podcasts per week. If probably starting off maybe once a week, Tuesday night or Wednesday night's good. And then, you know, anything that's happened in wrestling or anything that we need to really sit down and talk about, we can talk about it then. So I'm going to leave it up to you guys as far as what the future of the show is going to be. You know, there's a lot of people that I can go off on right now. I can talk about the fact that, yes, I changed service providers at home as far as my internet service provider is concerned. Got into it earlier this month with fucking Charter, Spectrum, formerly Time Warner Cable, and their fucking attorney, Margaret Allen, has been a complete fucking cunt, a complete fucking bitch. And I don't care if she even hears this shit, but a grown-ass woman, let's talk about that for a second. A grown-ass fucking woman or a grown-ass fucking man is not supposed to sit there when you get an email and not respond to it. You get another email and not respond to it. This is going to just frustrate the person because she was the one that emailed me first saying, well, you're emailing all these executives. Fuck the executives. Fuck them. They ain't shit. I'll email them again. And you'll suck my dick while you like it. While I'm doing it. Fuck you, Margaret Allen Hope. Or Margaret Hope Allen, whatever the fuck your name is. You ain't running shit but your goddamn mouth. You ain't about shit. Fuck you. I'll email whoever the fuck I want, when I want, and you'll like it. You scared because I called the Dallas Police Department? Well, you send them motherfuckers over here. Send the random-ass people over here. Well, I found out later that all they want to do is they want to troubleshoot my service. And, oh, we went out of our way and expense having a supervisor come out there and then talking about we're not going to respond. Well, maybe if I sent you this fucking broadcast, your ass will respond. Because I don't give a fuck. I'll call you out by name. What are you going to do, sue me? You gotta prove that it ain't true. That's your job. But anyway, I'm with AT&T. I'm happy and satisfied. Even though I've been with Verizon for about 5 years as far as my wireless, AT&T, they're just as good as of a service. If not, I won't say better, but they're just as good. So I'll be changing probably to them. I see I've gone almost 20 minutes here. I'm going to go ahead and make this a short one because I just want to get the word out there. Thank you to our loyal listeners. And continuing your support is what makes this podcast boom. For, well, I guess there's no one else here. So I'm Rob Smirnoff. This has been Living Loud Nation for Friday morning, June 23rd, 2017. Take care.